Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live from my morning coffee routine, which by the way, is essential to this whole early riser mindset thing. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, something that can seriously transform your life. Building a positive relationship with yourself. Ever feel like that inner critic just won't shut up? Like you're constantly second-guessing yourself, doubting your abilities, or putting yourself down? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me. We all have those days, those moments when the negativity creeps in and tries to hijack our thoughts. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. We can choose to rewrite the narrative, to cultivate a healthy, loving relationship with ourselves. Think of it like this, you wouldn't treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself, right? So why would you do that to the most important person in your life, you? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that positive connection. First, practice self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness you'd offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone goes through tough times. Instead of beating yourself up over them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're human. Perfection isn't the goal, growth is. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts and insecurities, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we catch ourselves thinking in extremes or catastrophizing. It's like our brains are playing worst-case scenario bingo. Challenge those thoughts with evidence and logic, and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Third, celebrate your successes, big and small. Did you finally finish that project? Did you nail that presentation? Did you simply wake up and make it through the day? Celebrate those wins. They matter. Acknowledge your efforts and give yourself credit for what you've achieved. Remember, every success is a step forward on your journey. Fourth, take care of your physical well-being. You wouldn't run a car on empty, right? Treat your body with the same respect. Eat nourishing foods, get enough sleep, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself physically, you create a foundation for mental and emotional well-being. And finally, spend time doing things that make you happy. Make time for hobbies, passions, and activities that light you up. Surround yourself with people who uplift you and make you feel good about yourself. Remember, life is too short to spend it feeling anything less than fulfilled. Think about a time when you were genuinely proud of yourself. Maybe you overcame a challenge, helped someone in need, or simply made a conscious effort to be kind to yourself. What was going through your mind? How did that feeling make you feel? Now, try to access that same positive energy more often. It's within you. You know those days when you wake up feeling like you can conquer the world? That's that self-love in action. When you cultivate a positive relationship with yourself, everything else seems to fall into place. You radiate confidence, attract positivity, and navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect. It's about embracing your imperfections, learning from your experiences, and treating yourself with the same love and kindness you deserve. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards self-acceptance is a victory worth celebrating. So, what are you waiting for? Start building that positive relationship with yourself today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here to cheer you on. Until next time, keep rising and shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.